Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Truth About You podcast. I wanted to share something today about this idea of too muchness. Now, if you've been in my world for a little while, you may have seen a social media post that I put out a few weeks ago asking the question, have you ever been told you are too much of something? And if so, what have you been told you're too much of? I was blown away by some of the responses that came through to that question and how many of you and others in my audience have been told they are too much of something. And some of the themes that came up and some of the contrasts that came up. And I really wanted to take a bit of time with this episode to explore this idea of too muchness. Here's my first question for you. When someone says you're too much of something, what's their intention behind that? What's their intention behind that? And why is that important, I suppose? Well, understanding someone's intentionality is important sometimes in how we receive things, right? So often people will tell us we're too much of something because they care about us. They have an intention to be supportive and they're not telling us we're too much of a particular thing because they want us to feel utterly shit about ourselves, generally speaking, right? And that counts because when we can see things through a lens of compassion, it tends to expand our awareness across a broader reach across a situation. And so even though when someone might tell us we're too much of something, that can hurt. It can be jarring. If we can appreciate that the reason that person is saying this is because they are doing it with good intention, then it allows us to enter into a dialogue or a conversation around it, even if it's just with ourselves, as opposed to shut the trap door, pull the barriers up, and just feel mortally offended and turn and run in the opposite direction. And that's good because the more we can get to know ourselves and our internal responses, the more truthfully we can live overall. So knowing someone's intention when they are telling us something about ourselves can be useful. That's the first thing I want to say. But it's not the most important thing. Because here's the bottom line, right? No matter anybody's intention behind the words they speak to you, if somebody is sharing an opinion with you about you, it's really important to remember that that is an opinion that is filtered, heavily filtered, based on their own internal worldview, which includes everything from the way they've been conditioned, their values, their view of the world, their desires, their wants, their needs, their construct of how life works, right? And that's great. It's good that we all have that. And it's great that we are all different in that, slightly or wildly different in that. But what it means is that when someone else is sharing an opinion about us with us, it means that it's heavily filtered and skewed and biased based on themselves based on their views, their needs, their wants, their desires, their understanding of the world, right? And whilst that can sometimes have relevance for us, other people's views are not. And I would really strongly encourage us to remember they don't form the basis of what is true and beautiful for us. So this is important in this idea of too muchness, right? Because quite often we can be criticized for being too much of a wide, wide range of things. When I looked at the responses to the question I'd asked on social media, I have an enormous list of what came through. So many people responded, not just on the social media post, but also directly to me in direct messages and WhatsApp, letting me know what they'd been told they were too much of. So let me just read you this list, because I think the list in itself shows us something. So people have been told they are too quiet, too shy, too soft, too gentle, too forgiving, too nice, too talkative, too obsessed about something, too much of a perfectionist, too emotional, too bossy, too direct, too trusting, too understanding, too cold, too aloof, too snobby, too... Again, sensitive came up probably in most of the responses. And isn't that interesting? Like, the list is like limitless of what people have been told they are too much of. Now, that tells us something from the get-go, right? Well, it tells us a few things. So let me try and shape this for you. So first off, it tells us that there's something inherently flawed in using any of this as valid data about who you are as a person. Because if people are being told that they're too sensitive, too emotional, too honest, too nice, too trusting, too understanding, and all the things, that suggests, A, that somehow there's some one way that we should all be, and that is factual and correct and the right way to be somehow. That's just bullshit. And it suggests that there is a wide range of things that others think we should be that we're either not being or could be more of. Now, why is this a problem? Well, because other people thinking we should be or shouldn't be something is all about them. It's all about their worldview, their values, their needs, their wants, their desires. It's not about you and who you are. It's about their view of the world. And maybe, just maybe, you not neatly fitting into their view of the world and their description or conditioned understanding of how people should be. Now, I've got a million problems with this, as you might imagine. Because who says who you should be? Who gets to decide that? Like, there's literally only one person in this world who gets to decide who you are. And that person is you. It's not up to anyone else to determine whether you are too much or too little of anything. That's just them projecting their own, often, bullshit, or projecting their own understanding of what needs to be onto you. And honestly, that is irrelevant to you and who you are. We live in a world that just tries to shrink us into neat little boxes. My belief, and that of many, 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 many others, is that actually, very often, it's our too muchness of whatever thing that is that makes us uniquely brilliant. So let me give you an example. I have been told time and time and time and time again that I am too sensitive. I'm too emotional. And that I'm too opinionated and too direct. I have, it seems, an innate ability to not feel too offended by other people's opinions of me. I've done an awful lot of work finding out and getting to know myself and anchoring very, very strongly to who I believe myself to be, to who I know myself to be. And so actually some of those things that people criticize me for are the things that I actually really value about myself and that I know others who don't say these things value about me too. So my sensitivity is one of my greatest gifts. Being highly sensitive means that I get to attune to so much more than what somebody is saying or doing or what's currently happening in the community, for example. I get to attune to so much more of a broad, wide understanding of a situation. Does that play into my expressiveness in terms of my emotions? Quite probably. And again, being emotional is something that I really celebrate about myself because, as you will have heard in a previous episode, like emotions are there for a reason. We feel emotions for a reason. They are meant to be felt. And I personally believe that when we don't express those emotions, they can get boxed down inside of us and cause everything from increased mental health issues and mental health conditions to physical and spiritual manifestations. So being too emotional is something that I really celebrate because I know that it's really healthy to A, feel things, B, be able to label my emotions, and C, be able to express them. Because what happens when we express our emotions? Our needs get met. Tick, right? So then what about this thing that I'm too opinionated? Well, like I take that on the chin a bit because, yeah, I am opinionated and I make no apology for it. I'd also invite everyone else who's got an opinion about the fact that I'm opinionated to understand that they too are opinionated. We're all opinionated. We all have a view. And that's okay. And some of us are keen to share our view, right? Some of us with all of the greatest and highest intentions in the world know that sharing our view is really important. And I'm perfectly okay with having a view and others not having to agree with that view. Like I can sit and hold my view and my position, my thoughts and feelings about something, excuse me, and be okay that others don't agree. Like that doesn't mean we have to fall out about it. We just have a different view. And that's good. That's interesting. That's exciting. That opens up discussion and debate and dialogue and much more expansive ways of being. So I don't apologize for my being opinionated. If I was holding someone down and and had my foot on their chest and my hand on their head so they couldn't move and ramming my opinions down their throat, well, we could argue that that's probably a bit too much. But that's not what I do, because I'm a decent, kind, standard human being. However, I do recognise that sharing my opinion can be jarring for some people. It can be triggering for some people. And my opinions are an invitation. I'm not saying everyone has to agree with me. I would love everyone to agree with me. The ego part of me would love that. But I'm also big enough and grown up enough and adult enough to understand that not everyone is meant to agree with me. And that's part of what makes life so interesting and often very fun. So being too opinionated is something that I feel really quite passionately about. I think we should have opinions. I think we should be prepared to change our opinions. And I change my mind all the time. And that's okay too. But for someone else to tell me I'm too opinionated comes from a particular place, which I'm going to move on to in a minute. So what's the last thing people often tell me? I'm too direct. What does this actually mean? What would you rather I do? Would you rather I talked in fluffy, fluffy, vague, let's skirt around the issue ways? Because I do understand that some people would prefer that, but then you're probably going to find someone who talks in that way, right? Like, I'm not meant for everyone and not everyone is meant for me, and that's absolutely okay. However, I do believe that in this world that we live in, communication is everything. And so directly communicating everything from my needs to my boundaries to my thoughts and opinions on something, if that's what I've been asked for, communicating that directly is really important. It's really important. It's clear. It's honest. It's truthful. Like, some of those are my core values, right? So when people tell me I'm too much of these things, and those things they're telling me I'm too much of are things that actually are my core values, I'm busy celebrating that in the background. Now, I get that this can be hard to do. When we put so much store and faith in other people's views of us to feel validated, suddenly ignoring the fact or letting go of the fact that others think you're too much of something might feel like a step too far. But I want to try and frame it like this. When somebody tells us that we are too much of something, what are they actually doing? Well, I would like to suggest that what they're most often doing is really telling us that we're behaving in a way that doesn't land very conveniently for them and their worldview. Let's just pause on that for a minute, because it's really quite an important concept here. So when someone else tells us we're too sensitive, too nice, too understanding, too talkative, too direct, what they're actually saying is that us being that way is inconvenient for them. And I wonder whose life it is that you're here to live. Are you here to live for the convenience of other people above your own? Or are you here to be who you are? I personally believe that the more self-accepting that we can be, the more we can celebrate our whole selves, including our too muchness, the better a place the world will be. We're designed to be different. We're not lemmings, even though we behave like lemmings an awful lot of the time. We're designed to be who we came here to be. And so trying to become some homogenous group of everybody being identical, I don't know if you've seen The Good Place, but it's a bit like
we're being conditioned to become some sort of robots and we can never behave outside of the parameters of what's deemed acceptable and convenient. Your too muchness is not something that is to be tamed or toned down. I want to invite you to see it as something that can be really harnessed, really honoured. Maybe it's time to unleash more of it. Whether you're too passionate, like I am, whether you're too ambitious even, too sensitive, these qualities in you are your fuel. They're your drive. They're what propel you towards more and more of your greatness. Some of my clients have said things like, having had these conversations with me, they have really come to know themselves much better. They've come to understand that they're being too emotional or too intense, perhaps, are the things that drive them to pursue their dreams. Being too much of anything is actually about authenticity. And I know that's a word at the moment that lots of people don't like because it's perhaps been overused or misused. Authenticity is a really important value of mine. So what you see is what you get. And I think there's beauty in that. Just because others don't find that comfortable or convenient at all times doesn't mean I should be less than. When we stay true to ourselves, when we honour ourselves, we actually inspire those around us to do the same. And being connected with who we are, with this too muchness within us, actually helps us cultivate a really strong sense of self-worth and resilience. Our worth is never going to be determined by other people's opinions of you. Staying true to yourself is something that amplifies your worth. The more we practice it, the more we feel it, the more us we actually become. Your too muchness, I would argue, is actually your superpower. Generally speaking, it's the kind of thing that sets you apart and actually one of the reasons you are extraordinary just as you are. So I really, really want to invite everybody who has been told they are too much of something to make friends with that too muchness. Let's learn to celebrate every aspect of ourselves. Let's learn to embrace those parts of us that make us who we actually are. I'm sending you loads of love. I can't wait to see more of your too muchness. And I'll be back again with another episode, hopefully with a less croaky voice, very soon. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.